بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام جند، الصلاة معراج المؤمنين، الصدقة برهان. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respect my ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us iman. Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed us with Quran al-Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a simple, perfect, easy to follow deen. Sahib Ruhul Mani, Ruhul Mani is a tafsir. And the musannif, the author of that tafsir is Alama Alusi. It is stated that in his student days, he should utilize the light emitted from the moonlight to study. And he himself writes that when he should do that, his companions, those studying with him, they should say that, why are you doing that? And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him write Ruhul Mani, one of the authentic, reliable, famous and accepted tafsir of the world, that those who should laugh at him were running behind him to put his shoes right, to carry his shoes and to do everything for him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected elders, he takes work from whoever he wants to. And at times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes work from the transgressors even. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes work from the disobedient people. So those who feel that I am pious, I am righteous, and I am knowledgeable, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take work from me alone, that's a misconception. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is kufu an ahad. There is nothing like him. And what it means is like nothing like him. There is no missile like him. No similitude like him. He is independent. He is free. He can use some person and he can use another person. By the Ruhul Mani says that fasting was prevalent amongst all society, all previous societies. But their form varied. Their method varied. And our deed is complete. Our deed is perfect. And our deed is easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an easy method of fasting. It comes in the Quran al-Kareem. In Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, when she gave birth to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, now she is going to take the baby into the locality. So she was perturbed and worried and concerned that when they inquire, and they did, Ma laki hazi, what is this? And your family, they are good people, they are noble people, what have you brought? Then she was inspired that she must fast for 3 days. And the fasting of that age was, let alone doing other things, but not speaking even. Not speaking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Alhamdulillah, we can speak and we can talk and we can communicate in our fasting. Respected elders, Maulana Dr. Muhammad Hamidullah of Paris, he's a good scholar. At the moment, he's compiling a hadith kitab of Hadrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. All the hadiths of Hadrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's compiling them, bring them into one volume. He says that in this age it has been proven, let alone the body, but the machinery also requires rest. We call it mental fatigue, our brain requires rest. The industrialists, they call it metal fatigue. They say, no, the machinery, the factories, they require rest even. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given in the body the best factory. If you look at any factory, no matter how sophisticated it is, and if you look at the organs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and the medical practitioners will bear testimony to this, what processes and what procedure the organs of the body does, the factories, the modern factories don't do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to rest this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to control this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to lubricate it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to discipline. Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Delhi in Hujjatullah al-Baligha says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted every man two basic qualities. If you have to divide the qualities of man, they come into two. One is the angelic qualities, the qualities of the malaika, and one is the shaitani qualities. And these two qualities are always fighting. Satanic qualities, a person does evil, goes to evil, sees evil, he robs, he cheats, he fornicates, adultery, deception, fraud, and he swears, he's abusive, he has jealousy and hatred, malice and envy. All these are bad qualities. Good qualities, he's pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's generous, he's helpful, he's happy, he's comfortable with himself and with others, and he's got the welfare of the society at heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave mankind two eyes. And why He gave mankind two eyes, a pair of eyes, is with one eye He looks for the benefit of Himself. And with the other eye, He must look for the benefit of others. Understand this. With one eye He looks what He can benefit, how He can benefit, how He can gain. And with the other eye, He will look how his wife, his family, his neighbor, his neighborhood, his society around him, the Muslim and the Muslims at large, how they will benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with 2 years. With one He listens for Himself. And with one He listens to the call of others. He listens to the announcements of others. He listens to the pleas of others. He listens to the complaints of others. And He addresses them with His tongue. Respected elders, so this clash, the clash of good qualities and bad qualities, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes in the hadith, that all the rebellious shayateen and the jinnat are locked up. Now when the rebellious shayateen and jinnat are locked up, when they are chained, and when they have been put in bars, so to say, then man is given an opportunity to exploit his good qualities. He's given an opportunity, now I must nourish, I must make my good qualities flourish. Respected elders, in the same state, Mawlana Mazhur Ramani says in Ma'riful Hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person a body and a soul. And this body and soul, they are constantly at loggerheads. The soul is saying do this, the body is saying do this. And finally, the soul has the final say. It drives the body. The soul is the engine of the body. And when the soul says the body go this way, it will go this way. And when the soul says the body then go to the wrong area, the body will move to the wrong area. And when the soul says get up, wake up and make salat, make taraweeh, perform taraweeh, not only 10 days but all 30 days. Then the body responds. In this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is holding back the rebel shayateen and jinnat and giving the soul adequate chance that, listen, nourish yourself with Quran tilawat, nourish yourself with zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nourish yourself with salat with jamaat, nourish yourself with a further 20 rakat, nourish yourself with spending and being generous, nourish yourself by control and discipline and rule the body. And when a person begins to rule his body, then we say he is disciplined. Then we say he is disciplined, he is in control now. Maulana Idris Khandalvi Ramtullah Alayhi, Maariful Quran says, under this ayat, Kutiba Alaykum Al-Siyam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting obligatory upon you, just as He has made fasting obligatory on those people before you, so that you become pious, so that righteousness enters you, so that you become one who is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, man has got two basic enemies. Man has got two basic enemies. One is shaitan, and one is carnal desire. And in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us all the equipment to fight these two. Shaitan, aduwwul mubeen, he's our open enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he will run in your blood, and he will run in your mind, he will try to change your thought, and he will make you spoil your intention. Spoil your intention? No, I'm fasting. Show everybody. Oh, I get up for tahajjud. Show everybody. You know, in Ramzan, I read so much Quran. I make so much zikr. And after Ramzan, it slips away. Oh, I went so many times for Hajj. I went so many times for Umrah. You know, I have built this place and I have built that place. Shaitan puts all this inside. All evil thoughts, corrupting the intention, ruining the good actions of men, and carnal desire. To follow the whims and fancies, to follow the basic instinct, to follow lust and greed, to follow whatever your heart and mind desires, to follow it. And to follow when the children speak and when the wives speak, to follow it. Irrespective of whether the demand or the request is Islamic or un-Islamic. And respected elders, one point of advice, that everybody will say, Eid is coming. Because Ramzan, today I am here. And within few 30 days, before you know what happened, it's over. This is happening. Time is moving fast because of our commitment. Respected elders, it is not farz or wajib to buy new clothing. We ourselves and our children and our family must be taught that on the day of Eid, we must dress cleanly, neatly, beautifully. Not necessarily neat. And the people go into debt, people go into hire purchase, people go and borrow money and buy clothing. For what? For what occasion? That is not becoming of a good Muslim. Respected elders, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi goes further in Ihya'ul Ulum, and he says that there are various categories of fasting. One type of fasting is just to keep our stomachs hungry and free from food and water. That is about all. And to say, stay away from relationships. But he says, the actual fasting is when the eyes begin to fast, and when the mouth begins to fast, the tongue begins to fast, and when the ears, when what we hear begins to fast, and what we say begins to fast, and when our lips and our hands begin to fast. And that is the fasting that we should aim for. And that is the fasting that we should go toward. Because that will give us good qualities. And that will control the shaitan. And that will give us beautiful qualities. And that will shun shaitan. And that will give us all qualities for our discipline and control. Eyes? Fasting of the eyes? Respected elders, bazaars, people are walking naked. You know that and I know that. And we cannot say, no, I must stay at home or I must stay in the masjid and read my tasbih and Quran. We are earning money. we have to go to the bazaar. But because we are in the bazaar, does it not mean that everything that passes by that you look at, everything that goes by you look at? In the Masnavi, Allama Rumi, he writes one story. He says one person, he looked at one beautiful girl. And when he looked at her, he said, "Oh, so beautiful." And he began to praise her. And he began to talk to her. And he began to get infatuated with her. And he began to say good words to her. So she told him that you're looking at me. Down the road, my sister is coming. She's far more beautiful than me. So immediately he turned. So she gave him one smack. She told him that, "Sister, you are praising me. And you are talking a good word about me. And no sooner you heard of something better, you looked at me." Whereas there was nothing. Respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with wives. Look at our wives. Not at everything that passes by, you keep looking, keep looking, keep looking. Otherwise you will get and make some accidents. And spoil our fasting. Respected elders. So the eyes must be controlled. That is why Quran Kareem is saying, Rabb al-Basar, look down, look down. Respected elders, our responsibility is to look down. And when we learn to control the eyes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us sweetness of iman. He will grant us freshness of iman. He will grant us taste of iman. And hearing, respected elders, all this what people listen to, the various forms of music that is catching the market. Now I've come to know they have designed one new form of music for the people in Algeria. Why? Because Algeria is moving towards Islam. Now the West has designed a new form of music. All these various forms of music, and pop and rock and rap and all these, respected elders, this is not for us. Our ears must be filled with Quran and zikr, good talk and talk of deed. Then you will see the effect on your face and your heart and your words. And to speak, in this matter, respected elders, we must be absolutely cautious. Say the good words. Say words that will benefit us in this world and in the akhirah. Do not ruin our fast. Abusive language, swearing, dictionaries cannot hold what words we use. All these things we should leave out. Then we will see the true fruits of fasting. And the lips, shun fornication and adultery, shun holding and handling wrong things. Whether it be the woman or the wine, whether it be anything, leave it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected elders, we should do this for 30 days. Our lips should take us to the masjid. Our lips should take us to the good places. That is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then for another 10 days after Ramzan, we should control ourselves. And once we learn to control ourselves for 40 days, respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant barakat in that action. Now, alhamdulillah, I presume and I hope and I have good opinion that you are going for Taraweeh Salat. Now when you're going for Taraweeh Salat, what stops you from dressing nicely? What stops you from dressing in a nice kurta and way? What stops you from adorning a beard? What stops you, respected elders? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the nourisher. What stops you from growing a fully fledged beard? He's the provider, respected elders. Not anybody else. One other point, respected elders, in the stage of fasting, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam went to Tur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with Torah. In the stage of fasting, Isa alayhi salam got the Injil. And in the stage of fasting, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam began to receive Quran Kareem. So that means there is something attached to fasting. That is why, respected elders, in the fasting mode, a person thinks better, he behaves better. His brain functions better. He is receptive to good things. So we should take advantage of this. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. And the respected elders, one other aspect of fasting is the point of belief. What is the point of belief? That you and I, when it is hot, or it is scorching, the fridge is there, the cold water is there, and the fruit is there, and the ice water is there. But we do not take it. Why we do not take it? Because we know that Allah is watching. Allah is watching. I must not break my fast. Allah is watching, I must not drink the cold water. Allah is watching, I must not drink the ice water. Allah is watching, I must not misbehave with my wife. Allah is watching, I must not do the wrong thing. Now this concept and this belief which fasting is teaching us must come in every action of a Muslim. Every action. In dealing, in subjecting, in talking, in walking. I will deal properly, Allah is watching. I will not rob or cheat, Allah is watching. I will be honest, I will be generous, Allah is watching. Every action that I do, Allah is watching me. How I behave with my family and my wife, Allah is watching. How I behave with my relatives, Allah is watching me. How I behave with myself, Allah is watching me. So this concept and this belief that Allah is watching every action of mine must come in. Then we will get the benefits of fasting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to fast kama haqqahu, to fast how fasting is supposed to be done. And respected elders, if we in this month can be regular with Isha and Fajr, if we in this month can be regular with Quran Tilawat, if we in this month can be regular with Zikr and Durood, why can we not be regular in the other month? Respected elders, if we can take our time in this month, that means we can take our time in other months. Isha these days, we have to read 20 more rakats. And alhamdulillah, everybody stands. So in the other months, without 20 rakats, think, why don't we go to the masjid? This month we make Quran Tilawat. Why the other month we do not make Quran Tilawat? Respected elders, now when we make intention, we should program ourselves. We should have such a timetable that will last throughout the whole year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us good Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a good Ramzan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a Ramzan that we can take benefit from. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant peace in this country. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all the Muslims throughout the world, whether they be in Bosnia or in Kashmir, whether they be in the States, whether everywhere, where they are difficult, we should make dua for them also. Remember, the dua of a fasting person is accepted. So we should take advantage over this. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says, that just before sunset, duas are accepted. So we should take advantage over this. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.